reclaim your power, and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. Unfettered, unflinching, unafraid. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy, Unfiltered.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. This is the second hour of our weekly show, and we're coming to you today from Oakland, California. I'm so excited about our next guest. His name is Jason Kristoff. He's a self-sabotage and health coach from Cornwall, Ontario. He's written 1,000 articles on health. He's an amazing writer. I read a lot of his stuff in the last 24 hours. He's been on the CBS Morning Show. He's been on Dr. Phil. And he teaches his clients that self-love, self-care, self-maintenance, and morality is the key to a happy and fulfilling life. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on. That's a great introduction. Very flattering.
I really enjoyed listening to you talking on YouTube in the last 24 hours, reading your stuff. Man, your articles are amazing. You're a brilliant man. You're doing great work. So I'm curious, how do you see the condition of the world today?
I think it goes in cycles. I didn't steal this from Elliot Hulse. He's another Czech practitioner, but I did hear him talk about this on a recent interview. It goes in cycles. So whatever's up at this time is going to be down, and whatever was down before is going to be up. What we're seeing today is the cycle of evil is starting to make a lot of mistakes. It's very inept. It's very stupid. And when it tries to walk above ground, because it's literal darkness, when it tries to come into the light, it gets very greedy. It tries to take more than its fair share of life. It's entitled to a share, but it's not entitled to its more than its fair share. And this is a cycle in all life. It doesn't matter what life form you study. We're seeing evil coming and getting more ferocious and getting more aggressive and walking in plain sight, thinking that the light or the good people or the moral people won't rise up to fight it. And that's its mistake. And that's its classical historical mistake. It's really, the evil is really focused on the children. I'm not too sure how to categorize the evil force, but it seems to like young kids. It likes child blood, child energy. It really likes newborns or before the child is born into this world. And I'm really not too sure about the historical context. It's been written about quite a bit, but you see the dumbness of evil now coming and making some real classic mistakes. You know, within the evil is the seeds of its own destruction. And that's what we're seeing today is the collapse of the evil system. We have a lot of, I know you were talking about like a lot of puppets in politics and, you know, evils going into the human herd and picking out like the most inept humans we have and promoting them to the top of the political pyramid, thinking this is just going to work out. I'm just going to keep feasting on the bones of this rotting society. And this is the classic mistake of evil. And what you see with yourself and people like me, and Free Man that was just on there prior, is that that's how the light works. That's how morality works. What we used to call God and many other different descriptions and different cultures, it pushes back and say, you've come too far, you shall not pass. That's how I see the world today. There's going to probably be certain areas of heightened conflict as the evil gets pushed back to where the into the cave from where it came from. But I think at the end of all of it, we're going to see a positive rebirth of males being, you know, conventional males, females being conventional females, and the strength of the family unit coming back and reminding us that we have to be on guard. We were off guard for so long. That's the problem. We were really, you know, we're on our phones, we're watching the ball game. And as we were distracted and, you know, drinking wine at night and having our coffee and not being concerned about anything but our own sort of shallow instant gratifications, evil, which organized all that, came out of the bushes. And really, by the time we woke up, we looked around and it was infiltrated into all of our major institutions. And there are good people now getting off the couch and saying, I got to turn off the Netflix, maybe a little, we're going to slow down on the wine a bit. And we're going to start paying attention because evil is encroaching in the light, which it is not supposed to. It's supposed to be encroach when the sun goes down, not when the sun is out.
Wow. So well said, man. I didn't plan on asking that question. I'm so grateful I did, because I think you nailed it. I'm going to throw this out there. Just, I can't help myself. But, you know, you said out of the bushes, which I'm sure you were referring to the garden, but I was thinking of the bushes that come out of Texas. So never mind. Oh,
yeah,
we won't go there.
They have a long historical relationship with bushes.
They're evil. Let me share with you how I put it real quickly. I just want your opinion, because I talk about this subject a lot. So you know the yin and the yang symbol, you know, half white, half black, right?
Right.
So I believe to have this physical construct, which is really, you know, not who we really are, it's where we are, but not who we are, because our essence, we're infinite, we're consciousness, we're a soul. But I feel like the black is taking over way too much of the white. You have to have, because it's a duality. It's a system of duality. So you can't have good without evil. So you have to have a balance. But like the way you said, evil is just taking over way too much. And we got to put it back where it belongs and create more balance. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
It's definitely natural for death to be in the world. Right. And at any time, depending on who you talk to today, half the planet is in darkness. So even the human psyche, there's a part of the brain called the limbic system or the hindbrain. It's a very dark operating system in the brain that turns on when we're in fear. And so we all share the good and the bad, the moral and the immoral. And what you're seeing today is there's so much morality on the media and Hollywood film and on the, even on Netflix. And this isn't a coincidence. This is how evil works. This is what we're seeing as a manifestation of evil encroaching in our schools, in on our TV and on our movie screens. And in the messages that the media is giving today is throwing us, it's like a five-star first class ride into the abyss where no one cares anymore.
Right.
Where everything that's dysfunctional is celebrated and promoted and given the limelight. And this is encouraging everybody to kind of get on the bandwagon. Just the way herd conformity works, everybody thinks everybody's drinking coffee, everybody's getting divorced, everybody's having affairs, everybody's obese, everybody's on medication. And that just gets the destruction rolling when the media drives these false narratives and fabricated illusions, leading people to believe that, yeah, that's what everybody else is doing. Right. But this is not what everybody else is doing.
Right. And it's not who we are. That's what's driving me crazy. And you brought an important thing. And we're literally killing these children, you know, whether it's through abduction and whatever, satanic worship or whatever, but through the vaccinations and through the food. And so there is this evilness that is trying to destroy the purest part of us, which is our children. And that's what drives me. You know, I get into this all the time, and like, well, I'm having dinner with my sister. And, well, what can I do? Just don't deny it exists. Okay. Just look into that. Okay. And then what you can do is tell people, and maybe we can all get together and stop this insanity. How do you see that?
I think it's important to know that is always the main characteristic of evil. And if you're trying to identify evil in a society, in a municipality, in a country, or across the globe, if there's one foundational characteristic that people have to understand is evil seeks and hunts children, or infants or fetuses.
Wow.
And if you go back historically, our ancient ancestors would write about this in very colorful terms. They weren't just bored. They sort of knew the patterns in our society, and evil will always seem to be showing up. It's almost like there's a God force that sends the children through the womb. It's almost like the womb is a teleportation device. And evil it seems to me that evil is aware that that child is a little powerful light warrior, a real strong adult. And it's almost like whatever God is has sent that being to fight the darkness. And oddly enough, the darkness is already here, knows that this is the cycle. And it seems that evil really focuses on to interrupt or mutilate or literally kill the children prior to them arriving, simply because evil seems to understand that that child, that's the only time it's going to be really vulnerable to attack.
Right.
Because if it comes and gets through like me or gets through like you, evil has this massive fight on its hands.
Yeah.
So this is the sort of pattern I'm recognizing. I think our forefathers and foremothers have recognized this as well. We don't really have to put our finger on it and know the science behind it, but the abortion law that just passed in Virginia and in New York State, this is pure and utter historical evil and darkness. It has many different names, and evil has populated the political pyramid with the most corrupt and fear-based, like beta males. Mm-hmm. They're not real men. They look like real men, but they're not real men. Because real men and real women don't vote to abort full-term children or after they're born, which is the law that they just passed in New York State. And there's many historical and spiritual undertones and undercurrents that the average person is just feeling now and saying, yeah, this sort of feels very dark.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that this sort of mousetrap has been in the works for hundreds of years to get us to this point. And evil is trying to cross the goal line. It's really on the 5-yard line. And now everybody's waking up. And let's hope we can push back on this really dark evil force. It masquerades as government, it masquerades as science mostly, it masquerades as medicine. And you know, it's not really abortion, it's a woman's right to choose.
Right.
This evil force knows how to reframe the slaughter in terms that are very warm and fuzzy and deflect the attention away from where it needs to go. And people are done with the deflection and the distraction. It's time, and this is the cycle I'm talking about. This is the time, and we're rising up, and we're going to be better. And I really pity the people that are going to steadfast and say that injecting documented poisons. There's documented poisons.
It's on the warning label, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and people don't, and this is the thing too, Mike, is the people who think they're in favor of vaccines are simply proven in psychology to be scared of the tyrannical force behind the vaccination.
Right.
That's why they don't read the vaccine insert. They have no vaccine books in their house. So when you bring psychology to bear on the vaccine issue, you're seeing that the people who are the most staunch enforcers of vaccination are simply the most easily intimidated, the most easily manipulated, and the most in fear. And that's why they're swaying over to comply. It's almost like a King Kong, Jessica Lange situation. They're, you know, when King Kong approached the fort and the natives had to put Jessica Lange on the sacrificial altar, because if Kong didn't get to eat that day, he would destroy the entire society. Mm-hmm. So what people are doing today is they're taking their child, they're putting their child on the sacrificial altar. They're running back into the fort and they're saying, please vaccinate my child with the poisons. My level of morality and care is being manufactured to be so low. I'm just going to do that, and then I'm going to lie to myself and say science this and medicine that, when really that child is acting as a human shield between a tyrannical government, which is now completely full of evil, and the parent. So the child is now sort of like a tax to the evil that you provide. And if you say you're an anti-vaxxer, when really you're just pro-health and pro-choice and pro-freedom, I mean, you're literally getting in between the evil and its food source. So if you're sort of cowardly or weak, like a lot of these beta males are, their female counterparts are populating the anti-vax movement way more than these, you know, hypnotized, hypno-programmed beta males.
Yeah.
That are going along with all this child sacrifice, because really that's what it is. There's nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing. These cycles are ancient.
King Solomon. So here's what I hear you saying, and I agree 1,000,000%. You're so intelligent and you're so good at putting this out there, but it's speeding up and it's coming at us in all different directions, not just vaccines, GMO, chemtrails, boom, 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 morality. You talk about morality. I always talk about integrity, and they're pretty much the same thing, right? And, but I believe that that is all going to break down. There's we need a major default reset, reboot. And I believe that if enough of us can get together, wake enough people up, that when it breaks, it's going to be ugly. Then we can usher heaven back on the earth, and we can create another golden age. What do you say?
I guarantee that's where we're going. I'm not too sure how many are going to be there when we make the turn, but we hope for the best. And, you know, we use a lot of positive energy toward it. We try to wake some people up, but some people really, because of their fearful state, and I don't blame any of the people for being afraid.
Right.
Because in this state, you would have to be sort of crazy not to be afraid.
Right.
So they want to go with the flow and go along to get along, mm-hmm. because they think there's more protection in, you know, basically putting the corrupt government tit in their mouth all the time. Right. But I tell them the milk is poison. You're not going to be spared. It doesn't matter where your employment is. When the government wants the vaccine, poison everybody. If you work for the government, you're going to be poisoned first, because that's how they do it.
Right, right.
That they take advantage and manipulate their own to get on side. So if there's any sort of corrupt rollout, the government employment force will be the first target. They will be the cannon fodder, and then the media will roll in and say, look, everybody's getting it. The, you know, all the nurses got it, all the congressmen got it, and, you know, they won't.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. We try to wake everybody up. I understand why they're scared, but they shouldn't be scared. They should be more afraid to side with government science and medicine and all these corrupt faculties, because they're only going to die more prematurely and more painful deaths siding with the tyrant.
Yes.
They should be aware of the history on that.
I'm curious. When did you get on this path? When did you wake up? Are you always awake? I mean, when did this happen for you, and what was the catalyst?
I tell this story a lot. I know it was Mr. Freeman was a Czech practitioner, and I was your typical North American, shallow and selfish and empty meat bag with no soul. And I just really wanted to get to the top of that corrupt pyramid where the big parties were, and where the hot women were at, because of course my that's how my life revolved around all this empty and dark and satanic stuff, because I was literally living in it. The media has a big effect, and I literally almost destroyed myself. By the time I was only 29, I was had a major health crisis. So figure that one out. And I owned a fitness club, and I opened a couple more. And I was very financially successful. But when you're sort of a soulless Satanist, but you also think you're a really hip and moral person, that's the big trick. When you get some money and you're empty inside, you just try and kill yourself with bigger guns.
Right, exactly.
And I was, you know, I was my own worst enemy, and I had the health crisis, and I had a long shooting pain down the out seam of my leg. I could barely walk. I had like lower back pain. And I phoned to check in. I heard there was a, one of my friends was a high ranking Czech practitioner. She came down.
One second. Let me elaborate for the audience too. A Czech practitioner, I think there was a doctor Czech, correct me if I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, no, just Paul Czech himself out of Vista, California.
Okay. So there's a lot of Czech practitioners. I guess he was a brilliant man, taught you guys really how the body works and how to heal it. Right.
Correct. He's everything. And, he's still alive. He's only 55, I believe. He is completely brilliant. If anybody wants to start a career as a health coach or some kind of life coach, I would go to the Czech Institute. But the Czech practitioner that was sent to me completely cured me of my aches and pains in 2 weeks. It was like a, it was literal magic. Wow. So I was very interested in what is this magic you have? Where do you, what's this Hogwarts school that you're going to? And it was very exciting to learn. And then I registered for a couple courses at the Czech Institute. And my brain is, with the good nutrition, proper sleep, and the foundations of health, not only do you get healthy, but you see the big picture and you can connect the dots. You can see the evil when it walks above ground. Mm-hmm. When you're not healthy, this is why there's a big war on health, right. Is when you're not healthy, your brain can't see any of this.
Exactly right. And as I say, I said in the earlier show, and you know, if Jesus came here with this beautiful message, he weighed 400 pounds, we never would have heard it because he never would have gotten off the couch, right? So that's why we have to take care of it. But somewhere in that process, you healed your body, but you moved from the head to the heart and found your soul. How'd that happen?
I think well, when everybody comes here, their soul is standard equipment. And when, say, we as males, if we get a circumcision, I think there's a lot of validity to the word magic, and which just means the invisible beyond our spectrum. We can see the results of this invisible in the real world, but we don't know really what happened because it's invisible. And what I believe is with the circumcision and vaccination and all these other evil attacks, and we've already gone over why it's focused on the children, your soul sort of goes out. It's too painful for the soul to live in this meat bag. Mm-hmm. I believe the people orchestrating everything you're talking about is aware of this ancient magic or invisible forces. Right. So our soul goes out sort of on a tether. And we become soulless. And without our soul, we're very easy to manipulate. I think the soul is a conduit transmitter between our minds and the creator.
Yeah.
And without our soul, we can't get the downloads that are our rite of passage, are the cosmic intelligence where someone, you meet someone and they're like, how does this guy know that?
Right.
And even when you talk to me, you would think my library is thousands of books just by the way I talk or the knowledge I have. Some of it simply showed up. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think when I made my meat bag, my body, a more fertile and friendly and healthy host, I think my soul came back. I hope it was my original soul. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, but I think a soul came back. And when you combine, I think it's the father, mother, and the spirit. I don't think it was always the son, the father, and the Holy Spirit. I think it was the father, mother, and Holy Spirit. And if you combine all three to make a human and you get the soul, you get the ultimate power. Yeah. And I think that's what the triangle symbol means, the three points, the mother, the father, or the son, the water, and the Holy Spirit, or the invisible magic. Yes. So I think my soul just came back.
Yeah. And what you said about taking care of the body. So I feel like, you know, they do a lot of things to close our pineal gland, which is our third eye or intuition. They ruin our gut, which is really our second brain or our main brain, who knows. And so we lose our way. And then you get into activities that just tarnish the soul, you know, and whether it's drugs, promiscuity, lack of integrity, lack of morality, whatever. And then we lose our way. And then it takes a crisis. In your case, an illness. In my case, the death of my wife, to wake up and say, whoa, where am I? What am I doing? And then work our way back to our soul. And then, you know, it's like taking that red pill. And once you take it, you can't untake it. And so that's why I think you're doing what you're doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. A lot of other people are trying to do what they're doing to go to those that haven't taken the red pill. Say, well, take it now before it's too late.
I think there's lots of time. The subconscious mind of everybody in the world knows everything we're talking about.
Right. Right.
And if you study the subconscious mind, like 99% of it's under the waterline and it's repressed. That's why it's under the waterline.
Right.
If we can just give the people the courage and the bravery to invert their iceberg so their subconscious becomes conscious.
Yeah.
It's almost like everybody in our society sort of already knows exactly everything I'm talking about and what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They've just repressed it because the tyrannical force is so historical. It's not just George Bush and Carter and Clinton and these covets of Satanists. Yeah. They've always been around, and it seems to imprint a trauma into our DNA, right, which we pay forward to our children. And not only is it in their DNA that this world is a scary place, we're also sort of obedient and compliant slaves and don't speak against the system. So our children are mimicking our behavior in conjunction with the fear-based code that was downloaded in their DNA. But like everything else, we're getting uncomfortable just sitting here and being slaves.
Exactly.
They're making it. Evil's mistake is they've made it so uncomfortable to look the other way that we actually have to look at the evil.
Right.
And that's how dumb evil is.
Wow. Man, I just love everything you have to say, Jason. Thank you so much for being here. Folks, we're going to take a short break. I hope you stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to get into self-sabotaging, which I'm sure most of you have done in your life. Some of you are probably still doing. I know I did it severely. And Jason's going to explain to us how we can stop that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Show. And I'm so excited to have this special man as our guest today, Jason Christoph. To learn more, he's got a YouTube channel that you can just search Jason Christoph, find him. He's got Facebook, and he also has his website, www.jchristoph.com. And you'll love what he's teaching, and you'll love what he's sharing. And his passion, his demeanor, and his brilliant mind is just amazing to me. And I'm so grateful that he's with us today. Jason, you talk a lot about self-sabotage. And so in my growing up, I grew up in an alcoholic home. So it was a bit of a roller coaster ride. And, you know, once I started to become more self-aware and you know, got rid of my problems, my addiction problems, we'll get into that too. But then I could look back on my life and say, my first book I wanted to write, it was Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back, which is, you know, the equivalent of a self-sabotage, right? You know, and I'd always justify, say, hey, at least I'm going forward. Okay. I'm gaining one. Every disaster I create, at least I'm a little further down the road. But what a terrible way to live. And so I believe, and I want your view on this, is that childhood trauma that causes us to lose our soul, create a false identity, lose our way, and then we become experts at sabotaging. What's your take on all that?
There's a part of the brain that takes in the trauma, but it also takes in every other thing that it's ever seen over its entire lifetime. So we have a part of the brain, the subconscious brain, literally scanning. It scans so fast, and it stores so much information that would baffle the mind. The subconscious mind can process 11 million bytes of information every second, and the conscious mind can only process 130. So what you think is thinking isn't thinking. Your subconscious brain is scanning your entire environment, And the only reason it does that, the average person would think, what's it doing with all that information? It's analyzing it. And it's analyzing it on your behalf to formulate safety and security-based protocols so that you can best fit into the environment. The reason, Mike, that you are self-sabotaging is because in our society, the subconscious mind knows what I'm going to say right now, and it knew it a long time ago, and it knows it very early in its life, is that in our society, if you dare rise up, it puts you outside the herd. Mm-hmm. If you dare become more, if you dare become better, you're literally opening yourself up for attack, for ridicule, for ostracization, and every other negative emotion from the herd of mediocrity. And this is why self-sabotage is so dangerous today for people not to understand this, because the way science and medicine and the government works, they're continually lowering the bar on morality and what we consider normal behavior. So if you don't even cheat on your wife or spouse today, you're considered odd. If you're not buying prostitutes when your wife's out of town, you're considered an oddball. And this is what the self-sabotage cycle is about, is making sure your subconscious mind wants, it does this to protect you. As this is where the story gets odd, is it brings you to the cocaine, it brings you to the alcohol, it brings you to the immorality, it makes you loose with your language, it makes you swear, it makes you fail in school, it makes you smoke drugs out back, because it knows that the most vulnerable spot is for you to be your best. And if you dare be your best in our society, if you're fit, if you're fit, you're conceited. If you're rich, you're a prick. So the subconscious mind has always known that for your protection, it's just you're better to be a human mess. And if you don't know that your body's doing that, and the reason it does that is 10,000 years ago, if you were outside the herd, you would probably be dead. Right. You needed the herd to survive. You needed the herd for food. If you didn't have the herd, who are you going to have sex with and have kids with? So your genetic lineage dies. Right. That is in our DNA. So it's very natural for everybody to be afraid of offending the herd. But look at the herd today. How I offend it every day. If you're in the herd, everybody shuts their mouth. Don't say anything. Don't rock the boat.
Right.
You know, take your vaccines, eat your non-organic food, have your wine at night, pick up your antidepressants, wash them down with some rye.
Some of it's counterintuitive as well, because to live outside the herd, you got to have massive self-esteem. And all those things that you just mentioned are destroying our self-esteem. And so without strong self-esteem, you don't have the balls or the courage to step outside the crowd and say, hey, enough of this bullshit is enough, and stand up because of fear of what people are going to think, what they're going to say. Now we have the fear, what's the government going to do to you? They're going to come and get you. I mean, we're losing our rights left and right. So you have all this fear, right? So how do you build your, when you're working with someone, say you're working with me, how do I build my self-esteem? What would you say to me?
First things first, it's with your nutrition, because the fear of having your back, you know, the herd turning your back on, that fear you'll never get away from, because it's in your DNA. What you want to do is make sure the fear part of your brain, which is what's called the limbic system or the hind brain, or sometimes they call it the reptilian brain or the R complex, your nutrition, that's the fear, flight, or freeze part of the brain. In that part of the brain, when it's on, you're definitely going to be in fear. And when you're in fear, you're more wanting to bond with that dysfunctional tribe because you're so scared to go anywhere.
Right.
Your first strategy is, okay, let's maybe boil it down and narrow it down to where I'm just dealing with the genetic fear of being ostracized by the herd. And the only way you can boil it down to what's just the genetic fear is you better stop poisoning yourself, because it's been shown that when you have a vaccine, that when you have coffee, and this is our human farmers or social engineers, whatever you want to call them, know that caffeine activates the fight or flight response faster and more effectively than almost anything else on this planet. Wow. And that's why the coffee shops are littered around your area, because when you drink coffee, you're going to want to make love to the herd. You're going to want to comply, because the coffee makes you so afraid that you don't want to move one inch outside the herd, let alone walk the savannah to your dreams.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And that's why so many Americans are taking anti-anxiety medicine. They go to Starbucks, they get all anxious, and then they pop their SSRI or their anti-anxiety medicine.
Yeah, and the reason they're doing that, the reason they're drawn to the coffee, they know that subconsciously they're aware that if they were to stop the coffee, they would start rising up, having more energy, better health, better sleeps. I mean, it affects everything from erectile dysfunction to causes heart attacks. Caffeine will destroy you across so many fronts, it's very hard to describe. And the person will go get the medication at that point because they know that's what the herd does. And the safest place to be is in the herd of mediocrity. And when you take drugs or any medication or you drink wine, you're literally destroying yourself purposely so that you satisfy this odd genetic safety mechanism, because you're just safer being a human mess.
Right.
And that's what self-sabotage is about.
And, you know, going back to what you were saying about the children and how evil wants to destroy children, how do you put a third grader on freaking speed, for crying out loud, under the auspice of Adderall or Ritalin? I mean, how insane is that?
Well, because the person who's involved, so you have the parent, they're afraid.
So they scare you. They take you down to the school. I had an experience. Take you down to school, the psychiatrist says, hey, your son, blah, 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 we got an easy little fix, just take this pill.
And the teacher, or the person, the doctor or the nurse, you have to understand is when you put someone in fear and the subconscious mind has already come to the conclusion that the safest place to be is on the left hand of slave master, you're going to have this huge rush of compliant order takers toward these occupations. So when you talk about the teacher or the medical doctor giving these drugs, they're being given the drugs by the evil. So the doctor is giving the drugs because the evil will provide safety to the doctor for complying with that evil directive. So most doctors, a lot of people don't understand, on a psychological level, are the most hypno-programmed, completely terrified beta male children, and I know there's some females, but they're mostly males, and they're simply enrolling in the medical field to find safety and security from the insane society.
Wow.
And the evil structure says, come see me. I'll give you the safety and security you're missing. All you have to do is just poison your whole community. And the doctors are so scared and so traumatized. You can imagine the circumcision rates inside the medical doctorate field would have to be double. Or I know in the U.S. about 95% of the males are circumcised. This is the only vestige. This is the only place where they can find some kind of peace.
Right.
And if you're always taught to look outward for the peace, which is exactly what we do, we teach everybody that the peace has to be acquired outwards, never inside.
Right.
You have this whole herd of traumatized people simply getting out of school and saying, you know, which government tit am I going to put in my mouth? I got to get on the tit here.
Right.
And that's the sort of structural flaw in our system, is that it's based on trauma, PTSD, fear, panic, and terror, so that everybody's very reflexively obedient to the evil system. And this is what we have to recognize. It doesn't matter if it's a Mrs. Crabtree down at the public school or the nice nurse. These positions are all filled through fear.
Yeah.
So that's what they're filled through.
Back to building self-esteem and nutrition. I see that you eat grass-fed beef.
Yes.
And I struggle with that versus being a vegetarian. What's your take on that? Because really about killing the animals for me. And is that, I think grass-fed beef is probably fine for our body, but killing the animals and all that.
Well, it goes in cycles for me. The past week I've been vegetarian. Your body will tell you when it needs to change.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's all energy. I'm not saying there's no sort of pain involved in the killing of the animal,
right.
But it's like a snake eating its own tail. Without energy, you're not going to live. So it's just depending on where you want to get your energy. And it's very good for the body at times. And when you've had enough, your body will let you know. I don't really have an eating regime. That's the problem with our society.
Right.
People say, what do you eat? Are you vegetarian? It's again that clashing that everybody wants to take a side. I just eat.
Mm-hmm.
And what I eat what I feel like, but I never eat junk.
Right.
Because
right.
I never feel like it because I have enough self-love to step outside the herd. And I'm always outside the herd. I'm the Rambo that's been outside the herd so long, I never even come back to the tribe.
Right.
They know I'm out in the bushes with a knife in my mouth and on the top of the tree. Oh, sorry about that, brother.
No worries.
I'm going to make sure that's off. There we go. But this is what you have to have a lot of courage in order to push back against this system. And if you're not knowing where to start with getting that courage, you're actually a light being. Without the sun, you would be dead.
Yes.
And the photons from the sun are stored in the food.
Yeah.
And when you eat them, you gain not only energy, but like all light carries information.
Yeah.
And that information from the sun is proven to interact with your double helix and give you knowledge that you will not get from a book.
And that's why you talked about Solomon, nothing new under the sun, that we're in that state, we're congruent, left brain, right brain, body, mind, heart, soul. Then we can download the truth to create the life of our dreams.
And that's why they're hard on the sun. This is an old cycle that when the evil comes and starts coming above ground, the sun starts to shine brighter. So what is it?
Yeah.
How weird is that? That it seems to sense the evil that's on the planet, sending out greater photonic activity. And the people that are involved in everything you're talking about, they seem to know.
Yeah.
That's why they're spraying the junk.
Exactly where I was going with that.
They're spraying the junk in the sky. They started with the sunblock. They don't want you out in the sun. They don't want the sun coming here. And they also don't want suns. Because a lot of the chemicals that are being thrown into our environment block the birth of boys, which are also sons, which are also called sons.
Right, right.
There's some sort of weird thing going on that, if you talk about it to the wrong people at the wrong coffee shop, they're going to look at you in an odd way. But there's something going on with the sun. And the people who are organizing this seem to have knowledge of these ancient cycles, and they're trying to block out the father to us all that's really trying to protect us at this point in time. And I know that sounds a little far-fetched.
Well, I mean, that's the best explanation I've ever heard for chemtrails. You know, of course, it's weather manipulation and that, but I really think you just nailed it with that. And with that said, it's my understanding that Mother Earth vibrates at a frequency of like 7.86 is human resonance, but Mother Earth is vibrating a higher frequency as well. Our brain vibrates the same frequency as Mother Earth. So that's why I believe Mother Earth is vibrating a higher frequency to wake us up, because and that's why everything's quickening, going crazy, because we're at a critical point right now that if we don't get rid of this toxicity, we don't start taking care of our home and our children, that we're in deep doo-doo.
Yes, this is a guarantee, but I do believe the Mother Earth and, you know, the water, the earth is mostly water, and the fire, the lion, because that's where the lion symbolism comes. The mane is the fire that comes out of the sun. So the mother, son, the father, son, and the Mother Earth are coming together to protect your children. What the evil force is or where it comes from, whether it's dark matter or something sinister, regardless of what words you want to describe it, always understand, yes, it's always after the children. It's time to step in front of the evil, draw a line in the sand and saying, you will not pass. It takes a real moral alpha male to do that. And alpha males are now coming back at a greater and greater gallop through the savannah. And when an alpha male gets off the couch, you better be careful. Because if you get an alpha out of its cage, something bad is going to happen to evil. And that's starting to happen all over the world. So all these beta males and fembot sort of leadership that we have our own Justin Trudeau, which couldn't be more than a bigger beta male. When an alpha starts to say, okay, you're wrecking the pride land, and the biggest, baddest lion gets up, be prepared to shit your pants for what's coming, because all hell breaks loose when you get a strong, testosterone-laden, moral man walking the savannah, showing the beta males who's the real boss. And that's what's going on right now.
Listening to you just now, my thought was maybe that all the ancient religious text, the Hindu, the Bible, all the ancient teaching, they were trying to describe this, what you just said, good and evil, and the stuffing the evil back where it belongs and creating a golden age, right?
There has to be a balance, and there will always be death, and we might have to kill things for food or you know, pluck a fish out of the ocean. But we don't have to kill absolutely everything on the planet. And we don't have to pollute and hack and mutilate and abort every light, photonic light package that comes through the womb. And this is what evil is always obsessed with. It just created a lot of these institutions where they're evil so smart. It says, imagine evil saying this to you. And this is exactly how it goes. I'm going to cut that tree down and make it into small paper rectangles. And I'm going to pay those people to poison everybody back into the Stone Age. And if you heard someone say that, you would say, you're crazy. But that's exactly what's going on. Evil is such a magician that it's literally using paper rectangles, fake paper money, to pay the humans to kill themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what's going on. It's trees. It's ink on trees. And people are killing each other. They want to force vaccinate and kill all the children because they'll have more paper rectangles as the whole society burns to the ground. This is how short-sighted we are. And people are starting to pay attention to how literally stupid and inept their own belief systems are. And once that collapses inside their own psyche, it's bound to collapse outside as well.
Wow. I mean, I just love the way you explain this and your intelligence and how you explain the evil, because that's what's going on. At the end of the day, this is good versus evil. And we need strong men to step to the plate and get healthy and get well and leave the insane asylum and move to the heart and the soul and take their power back and do everything they can to stop this evil and to fix it.
Yeah, this will only be stopped by strong moral alpha males. This will not, unfortunately, be stopped by females. This is a man's job. When evil comes above ground, men are supposed to rise up to meet the challenge. That's our genetic and conventional role. We're not supposed to cower on the left side of slave master for 40,000 paper rectangles, hoping that evil won't eat our family, which it always does and always has done through history. And we're supposed to nip evil in the bud. As soon as some moronic beta male stands up and says, I think we should legalize the killing of children, we should have taken care of that moron 60 years ago. And you know, took him back into the bushes and said, "You ever say that again, you're not going to be coming back out." So we've let this evil come above ground, and it's going to be a bigger fight, but I think we can push it back.
Well, it's smart and it's subtle. You know, just in my lifetime, I mean, I started with Leave It to Beaver, you know, and now what do we got? We got the Kardashians. We got the guy that won the gold medal in 75 sporting a pair of double Ds, you know. Right. I mean, and now we don't even have boys and girls. I mean, I'm at my car dealership right now. We just have one restroom for everybody. And you know, and so I think what you're saying resonates so much because they are trying to get rid of masculine males, you know, in many different ways. I'm going to give a brief little commercial before we close the show, and then for both of us. One, if you like what Jason's been saying about Subconscious Mind, you know, this show is sponsored by this book, The Creation Frequency. I don't make any money selling this book, but we do have an online course that goes into a deep dive of how the subconscious mind works, how it goes through these millions of bits of information every second, how it delivers to your conscious mind a very limited number of beliefs. And when you start telling the subconscious mind what it is you truly desire, it will start delivering to you the ideas, the thoughts, the right people, the right programming, the right money to create the life of your dreams. So you can go to MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com, hit the Creation Frequency tab. If you want to buy the course, it's $397. But if you're listening to this show, you can use promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, all caps. Get a $200 discount, only $197. I paid much more to learn this information 30 years ago from the Mystery Man. It works. I promise you. Just do it and you will create a better life. And go listen to what Jason is teaching here. Go to his website, jchristoff.com. Get on his Facebook page. Learn how not to sabotage yourself. But more importantly, join us. Join us in helping us wake people up to what's going on so we can stop this. Man, I had a situation. I was having a terrible week. I was sad because all this stuff affects my life is perfect, but the world depresses me. And when I was in this mode, a friend of mine who's been worked for me for 35 years, is now retired, calls me up crying. His 29-year-old son had just hung himself in his apartment in New York City. So this is what's happening, guys. People are dying of opiates every day. These children are being slaughtered. We're sending these poor kids to wars. Only us can stop it. So if you're an alpha male, join the party. We need you. I mean, this is serious stuff. And if we don't do something, things aren't going to get better. Tell us what else we can do for you, my friend.
I just think keep hope alive and keep your morality alive. Try to be clean, because being moral is about protecting what needs to be protected. And when you're truly moral, and you tell the average person that it's about protecting, they're always thinking outwards. I'm going to protect that old lady. I'm going to protect the orphans. Start with yourself. It's about protecting you. Don't have toxic coffee. Don't have poisonous alcohol. Skip the fast food. Start eating at home. If you can't protect this 2-foot by 2-foot country that you call your own body, you have no ability to govern outside yourself. Wow. Govern this country that you call you, like you're a moral king. And then when the time comes, someone will call on you to govern others in the same moral way. We're treating our own countries like complete shit. And that's why our society is falling in that way. It's important to start here with you, what you eat, how you sleep, what water you drink, how you exercise, how you know, your inner morality.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time, but my heart is full of gratitude for Jason and John Welch, who joined us in the first hour, for being on here sharing. It takes courage to do what they're doing. And so just thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you're doing, and I look forward to having you on again.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye. Folks, I hope you join us next week. We got a great show planned for you. Tune into Mike Murphy Unfiltered every Thursday, noon to 2 Pacific. We'll see you next time. Go out there and make this the best day of your life.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy, unfiltered, unfettered, unflinching, unafraid, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next unfiltered show next Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the Creation Frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr.